Radio stations of DoorCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Tim Coles, and we're joined right now by the Chief Medical Officer at Door County Medical Center, Dr. Jim Heise. And, Doctor, I saw the picture. You already got vaccinated. Tell us a little bit about how important of a moment that was, not just for you to get that done, but for maybe other healthcare workers at Door County Medical Center to see that the vaccines were actually here.
Yeah, it was an amazing feeling. It was sort of almost a sense of giddiness, really, because it was, you know, it was December 23rd that we got our first shipment. And within a couple hours, those of us that work in the COVID isolation unit got our first vaccines right away. And so it just felt really neat. And the whole concept of, I've been practicing medicine for 20 years, and the whole concept of, we literally had this disease that we discovered a year ago. They managed to sequence the genome right away in January, and then 9 months later, there we were. Less than a year later, here we were getting that vaccine that had been designed from the ground up. So that was really really exciting.
And that would put you at probably what, now a couple of weeks before you get the second dose?
Yeah, we're due for the second dose on the 20th. So on Inauguration Day, that's the day we're supposed to get the second. Because with Moderna, it's 28 days. With Pfizer, it's 21 days.
And right now, who are the people in the area that are able to get vaccinated right now?
Well, they're in what we call Group 1A, and that's a group that's been set up, or a prioritization that's been set up by the CDC, and then individual states can make edits. And so what that means, 1A right now, is healthcare workers, frontline healthcare workers, and residents of long-term care facilities like nursing homes, specifically nursing homes, more so than assisted living at this point. So that's what's being done. So we actually, over 60% of the hospital has been vaccinated, and that includes everyone has had the opportunity to get vaccinated as employees. Some have chosen not to, the majority have chosen to, and then some just haven't gotten to it yet in the schedule of their week. So, and also the really good news for us is that our skilled nursing facility, 100% of the residents that were able to get the vaccine got it without any untoward effects. And over half of the staff has gotten it, and the rest are happening now.
And I know that some hospitals across the country had people that got vaccinated, they had reactions to it. Did that happen at all at Door County Medical Center?
I think we had two people that I can think of six, seven, 800 people total that had, I think one person had some palpitations, and there were, you know, but it was only a few people. So thankfully, we really haven't seen any big, because we've seen no anaphylactic reactions at all, like you heard with the Pfizer vaccine. So it's like anything else. You're bound in any distribution of population, you're bound to see some people that will react in a way that you don't predict. And so I think what's happened with us is about what we would expect.
And Representative Joel Kitchens, he sent a letter today, the Secretary Designee Andrea Palm, kind of citing that the state of Wisconsin is lacking in that distribution. I believe it's the 10th lowest among the 12 Midwestern states at this point. And what are maybe some of the things that you've seen in terms of the distribution that could be improved?
You know, the only thing that I can say that that I was concerned about initially was when the Green Bay folks got their Pfizer vaccine, when Pfizer was first put out and everyone got their vaccine. For a day or two, it sort of felt like, well, wait a minute. I mean, have we forgotten about the rural hospitals? And then as it turned out, they were kind of waiting for the Moderna to come out, and then we got it. So for a few days, I was getting a little antsy, just kind of the old FOMO, fear of missing out kind of thing. But after that, everything has been okay. So I saw Representative Kitchen's letter, and I'm appreciative that he sent that out. But we in Door County have been fortunate in that I don't feel as though we're waiting. Now, what I am anxious to hear now is what the 1B designation is going to include, because I think from the federal level, the CDC has basically said essential workers like grocery store workers, teachers, police officers, things like that, and also adults over 75. But the state has the ability to edit those as they see fit, and they're in the middle of doing that. So that's something that, frankly, I'd like to see them kind of hurry up and figure out, because we're going to be to a point not too long where we'll be ready for 1B.
And I think you kind of just mentioned there as well, are you guys kind of just, you know, kind of sitting anxiously knowing that you have vaccines, knowing that people want them, but you just don't know what to do with them yet?
Not a little bit. I don't want to overstate that. I mean, a little bit, but, you know, we're finishing up now what we're doing because public health is still waiting for their shipment. And so what we've been able to do is we've been able to take care of emergency medical services folks. We've been able to take care of a bunch of dentist office, optometrist's office, offices, things like that. So we've been able to sort of spread that wealth, so to speak. All of our volunteers, foundation volunteers who are in the hospital have gotten their vaccine. So, you know, we're making good use of the vaccine we have. But I get the sense that come next week, we're going to be waiting to say, okay, what's our next group? Let's go. So hopefully that'll happen soon.
Another concern that people are having are there enough people to administer the vaccine? Do you see that being an issue?
At this point, it doesn't seem so. You know, that's always a valid concern. But I think in this case, I think we're set up. We're expecting to be ready to do sort of mass vaccination clinics when that time comes, especially when we get on down the priority line. And also public health will have their own situation as well. So I think between the two of us, we're going to be in pretty good shape in the county.
And obviously there's still people out there that take a look at the vaccine, and I believe we even had a poll question that was out either within the last couple of weeks that there were still a number of people that obviously they're interested in it, but they need a little bit more information. What kind of things can you tell those people, maybe guide them towards possibly getting vaccinated or give them a little bit more comfort in that decision-making process?
Well, you know, I think by the time we get to more of a general vaccination time period, so we're looking at probably March is my guess. So by the time we get there, you literally will have millions of people ahead of you that have gotten the vaccine. And we all know, no offense to you, but we all know how the press works. They love to come up with stories that say, hey, look, somebody sneezed wrong when they got the vaccine. So you'll hear about it if there's untoward effects. So, you know, I think this messenger RNA vaccine is really safe. I mean, it's really a unique, it's not new. It's been being developed since 2005 related to cancer treatments. And so it's not an entirely new situation. It does not affect your DNA. That's a big thing that, you know, as a scientist, I hear that and I just have to chuckle, because if you understand the science behind it, it's just not possible. So it's a silly thing. So, you know, you can watch others and see. Obviously, you have to, in the end, make your own decision. But I would strongly encourage everyone to get the vaccine, because I think all of us, we really want to get past this. I mean, you know, all the nonsense that we've had to put up with over the last year, it's time to get this behind us. And it's going to take that herd immunity to get there.
And then one last thing as we take a look at it, at least yesterday as we record this, so that would be on Wednesday, we saw some good news with recoveries outpacing the new positive test. Seems like they've been keeping pace, if not, you know, kind of the recoveries have been outweighing the new positive test. That's got to have you a little bit excited as well.
Yeah, that's great news. You know, we're still seeing enough positives. You know, I think we're seeing a little bit of fallout from Christmas, but thus far it's just fallout from the perspective of positive tests. It's not from the perspective of hospitalizations and seriously ill people. So, you know, as of today, we have 4 patients in the hospital with COVID-19. You know, we would expect that if we would see an uptick in hospitalizations, that probably would be about next week. I mean, I should say as it relates to Christmas, we would see that. But so far, you know, the folks that are getting it are not becoming dreadfully ill. So anything like that, I take as a positive. You're never going to hear me say, well, you know, give it time. No, I mean, this is great. We'll take this and let's hope it stays this way.
Once again, I believe this is, we're now two for our last two Zoom calls that we've been able to share good news with COVID-19. Obviously, we hadn't been able to do that for a few months before that. Dr. Jim Heiss, the Chief Medical Officer with Door County Medical Center, we thank you so much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Tim.
I'm Tim Coles, reporting for DoorCountyDailyNews.com.